Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Nope. Can't hear me.
Oh. I can hear you.
What's this? I can hear you. Now I can hear me.
I can't hear me.
I can't hear me.
I can't hear me.
We're recording.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I just pressed start.
Oh, okay.
Good. What's up, guys?
Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of Between the Reps.
Between
sitting on the couch with Brooke and Gina.
Between 6 feet.
I'm like leaning like this. So we were going to have Dana yeah. Lynn Bailey on today, but that didn't work out. So we're still gonna do it. It just
it was
timing,
my fault.
It's my fault.
It was my fault. DLB was going to be on our podcast today, but I'll just tell you guys, I'll be honest. Sometimes when I was supposed to test her Skype.
Oh,
we wanted
right.
to test
yeah.
it before, so you know, have the best internet, so it works.
Did it not work?
When she texted me the times that like she, you know, cause she had, it was like a text that had like all the different times for different days that where she was and where, she, like when we could test it and then what time we could podcast. I did one of those things where I read it and thought about it.
And didn't do it.
And didn't respond.
Oh, you just ignored it.
And then when I responded to see if like, you know, because I hadn't responded, she was like up at one of their new, like how like she, they got like a new lake house.
Uh-huh.
And they were hanging out. So she wasn't home to be able to test it. So I was like, oh, okay, my bad. I said, honestly, I kind of like been in a funk for a few days.
I know. I think everybody, the whole world's in a funk.
Yeah. I've been in a funk. I was in a funk. And so we didn't get it tested, but we are going to test Skype. And then we will know if it works at her house or if she needs to go to her office,
oh,
her
okay.
gym, which is away from her house for better internet connection.
Right.
You okay?
So we'll do that. No, it's hot. Can we turn that fireplace off?
Yeah. You know, this house of mine doesn't have great.
Ugh.
There we go.
I'm like turning bright red as we're sitting here doing this.
You guys, real talk right now. How are you?
I know. How is everybody? Hope everyone's well.
Because I'm starting to go a little crazy.
I know. I think we all are.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's really hard to be high energy when you feel like shit.
I think, and you know what, though? Because obviously, you guys are everywhere. But where we are, in Santa Cruz, we've been shelter in place for how long now?
I think since the 16th.
Of?
March.
March.
Yeah. So it's been over a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time.
It's not as...
Well, in here, they still had some things open. Well, I mean, mm-hmm. they had the essential businesses open, but they still had... The beaches were open. Like, not, you know, they weren't...
Parks were open.
Yeah. So you could, like, go and exercise or, like, walk the cliffs, you know, and stuff. And they closed all that down for spring break, basically.
Because
mm-hmm. they didn't want people coming to town to enjoy those things.
Yeah.
So it made it so that you know, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, there's other places that are worse, but they ended up doing that. So it just kind of limited even more where you could kind of go. So, but they lifted it as soon as I think it was lifted Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
Wednesday night. So we can do that again now. But they don't want people like exercising there.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. They want still people like distanced. Mm-hmm. So like people that were like going and like running the stairs and doing that sort of thing. They don't want people doing that. And we actually, I think they gave out like seven tickets, $1,000 tickets to, it was like, I think seven people from Fremont came over and they got caught by the cops getting drinks at Quick Stop or something. And they asked them where they were from and they checked their ID. And since they were not from here, they all got $1,000 tickets. I know. Crazy. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
To keep people out.
Locals only.
Locals only, bro.
Kooks.
Yeah. Kooks, stay home. But yeah, so we were going to talk about, we were just going to answer some questions. We've had some good ones. The first one I was going to read is from Alma Romero and it's titled Stretch Marks. Hey, Brooke and Gina, I just have to say that your podcast is honestly the best thing ever. Well, thank you, Alma. Please don't ever stop making them. Well, we're trying. So I'm actually doing the Naked program that has made me so much stronger. But as I'm getting stronger and as my muscles grow, I've been noticing a lot of stretch marks on my body. I was wondering if you have any remedies or ways you guys deal with them. I'm 20 and I already deal with a lot of body issues and with stretch marks coming into play as well. It's been making my life a living hell. I want to love myself and do all that body positivity shit, but sometimes I just can't. Any advice on how to start accepting your body changes or how to diminish stretch marks? With love, Alma. Well,
stretch marks. Living with stretch marks. I got them. You want them?
I've got them.
Stretch marks. We've got them.
We've got them.
Let's just talk about stretch marks. So I remember the first time I noticed them on my body. Where are your stretch marks? The first time I ever noticed them was when I was in college and I had them on my inner thighs.
Oh, okay.
And you really, because like when I first saw them, you could really only see them because they were little.
Yeah.
Like little lines.
Mm-hmm. And they're usually kind of bluish at first.
And mine were white.
Oh, okay.
And it was like when my skin would kind of like, not like wrinkle together, but like be pushed together, you could mm-hmm. see them more. They looked like little slits or whatever.
Right.
And I remember I was so upset.
Horrified. Yeah.
And just upset. And then I was upset because then someone told me, and this, I've actually never even thought to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you would know, or maybe I should Google it. I was told that when you get red stretch marks, mm-hmm. that those ones will go away. But if they're white, that those ones don't go away. And I was so pissed.
You're like, they're white.
I was so pissed. And, but I have stretch marks on my...
I don't know if that's true, to be honest.
Right? I don't know. I have some on my inner thighs, some little ones. I have some... I haven't really looked at them. I've noticed same like little ones on like my hips,
mm-hmm.
like my waist. And then...
They must be really small because I've never seen any on you.
And then I have a few on one of my boobs.
Oh.
On the outside.
Uh-huh.
My mom, I guess genetically.
Yeah.
I haven't really noticed anyone in my family to have like a bunch of them. I know like some, like when you get pregnant, like some women get tons and some women don't. But they're scary.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of like getting them.
Right.
And you know, like a lot of like men will get them on their biceps and their chest, mm-hmm. right? Like over
kind of
on
their armpit.
Over by their armpit and that's just like, cause they're growing.
Yeah.
You know,
they're getting those gains.
Yeah. I don't know. When was the first time like you dealt with stretch marks?
Well, I was pregnant at 19 and it was funny cause I didn't even know that I was getting them and I wasn't getting them on my stomach.
Yeah.
I was putting this oil on my stomach all the time. I don't know if that actually helped. It had like vitamin E in it. And What's funny is that I got out of the shower one time and I caught a look at my backside in the mirror, and it looked like somebody had just gone like scratched me like down my butt. So they were like reddish blue or what, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Purpley. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my God, you know, like on my hips and my actual butt, because my butt grew so much when I was pregnant. But it was weird because I didn't get any on my stomach. And then I got one on my boob, on one boob, because my boobs had grown so big. I had never had them before that. And then I don't think I got any more with my second pregnancy, because I was putting, well, again, I don't know if it actually worked. I was putting that on because my ass grew huge, huge with Ruby. I mean, I was ginormous. I think I said it before, but we measured my waist to the out, like to where my stomach went out. Mm-hmm. And then from my waist to where my butt went out, and it was almost the same. And my brother-in-law, my sister, we were, it's a long story, but we had moved in with my mom temporarily because we were remodeling our house. And so I was there for the end of my pregnancy, and my sister still lived there with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend was downstairs. And I remember him like staring at me, and I was like, what? He goes, do you think you're going to bounce back? I was like, well, I sure hope so.
Like, what a question, man.
I know. You think you'll bounce back? But I would put like, so much
not
of this.
That I'm literally going through
there's
the
nothing
craziest
I can...
transformation
right.
ever.
Right.
And totally out of, you know, most of it is out of your control.
It is.
And you're already putting that stress on me of like, ooh. Yeah. But could you ever look good again?
Good again? I know. Fuck. That's exactly what he said. I mean, I wish I had some magical, you know, I said, you know, oh no, I wish I had some magical thing to tell you, Alma,
remedy.
But I don't know that there is a remedy for it. I do think that there are lasers now, look into it, that can diminish. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it takes it away completely. But again, they're probably really expensive, but Alma, you can look into that.
Yeah. Lasers. As far as like working towards body acceptance, I think that's something that
we talked about that on the last one.
I mean, for me, it's like it's a constant.
I think for everybody, it's
constant
a daily
job.
Thing. Yeah.
It's a full-time job. You're only paid within tears. But I can tell you like something that like as soon as she was reading your question, and as soon as she kind of brought up like how like you're working on body acceptance and like what can we recommend to like help you maybe deal with the changes that are happening. And one thing that came to mind for me is like sometimes when I see, let's say I'm at the beach or a pool or something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I see other women or girls that are beautiful, mm-hmm. right? And, or maybe it's like someone, like I have sisters or like I've seen some of like your friends too that have like had children and they have like, we're out and they, you know, they're in their bikinis and they have like stretch marks, or like some of my friends that have had kids, like Heidi Powell had stretch marks on their stomach and they're not pregnant anymore and they're back in shape, but they still have those marks, right?
Right.
And I see them, and I also see them as a whole. And like, I try to remind myself like that I'm looking at this person, or, you know, and that thing that probably bothers them so much. It like for me,
it doesn't
looking,
diminish it, how it, yeah, beautiful it, they are
like,
to
I
you.
I think about it. I'm like, oh, that doesn't even matter. Like I'm looking at them thinking like, oh, that doesn't even matter.
Right.
Like that doesn't take away from everything at all. Like, and I try, so for me, I try to remind myself of like, I am seeing these beautiful women who have these marks here and there. And I don't see it as being ugly or bad. And so I try to take that same practice and look at my, like kind of consider it for myself the same way.
Right.
You know,
no one's probably looking at you thinking, oh, wow. oh, she looks terrible.
Yeah. Oh, those stretch marks. And so, and that doesn't, and that I'm not, I don't want to take away from like how you feel either, because it doesn't matter if I tell you, you shouldn't care. If you do care and it does bother you, then you have every right to like kind of have to go through the emotions that you're going through. You know, it's like you have every right to feel what you're feeling. And the best thing I can recommend is something that I work on for myself, is just trying, continue to try to find a new way to sort of a new perspective to look at it from.
Right.
And that doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, like, huh, never thought about it that way. Oh my God. I don't have a problem at all. I don't have a problem with it anymore at all. You're definitely, it's still going to bother you. You know, it's something you're going to, you know, if you're like me, it'll, sometimes it won't bother you at all. And other times it'll be like something that feels really bad that can like ruin your mood or, right. You know, and you can find, for me, it's like sometimes if I have like insecurities, like some days don't bother me. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is who I am.
Yeah,
I look good. And then other days I'm just like, not really wanting
you're
to
like shit.
I'm literally, yes. Like, you know what I think I'm going to do today? Put on sweatpants.
Yeah. Cause what were you telling me the other morning? I just looked in the mirror and I was like, ugh.
I did.
I'm ugly. Oh, I'm so ugly.
I did, man.
Why would anybody love me? Why does anybody love me? Why does anybody hang out with me? I'm hideous.
No wonder I'm
divorced. I know, like, seriously. No wonder my husband turned me in for a younger woman.
No, and there's just sometimes I wake up in the morning and I go in the bathroom and... all things considered, so not just like how gnarly my hair looks, but like my face too. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm just like, oh wow. I know. All right, where do I start?
I know.
I don't know. Guess I gotta go back to bed.
Start all over.
Yeah. You know, it's
normal to feel that way, but just realize that there are other people, a lot of people have them.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at other people and thinking, whoa.
I'm going to tell you the same thing that Gina tells me all the time.
What do I tell you?
Gina has to remind me, and she does this, and so like she's done it so many times that now when I'm hearing certain thoughts or having little insecurities, I hear her in my head, actually. And what she would tell you, what I'm going to tell you, is to remind you to look at yourself as a whole.
Yes.
Versus just looking at pieces.
At one thing.
Or one thing. Mm-hmm. She has to remind me all the time. I mean, not all the time, but she has reminded me a lot.
Daily affirmations. What would Gina say?
That, like, people see you as a whole person. You know, we can look at our bodies and we dissect and look at these little things here and there and, you know, all over the place. But if you get so focused on, like, one thing, you're forgetting that, like,
No one's looking at that one thing. Yeah, unless it's that giant zit that I had on my nose the other day.
Did I have one?
Oh my God.
On the corner of my nose, and I had an ingrown in my nose.
I saw something on Instagram the other day, and I don't know if it works. I'm going to try it next time I have a huge zit. They said that you take a piece of raw potato, a slice of raw potato, and you put it over it, and then you put a Band-Aid over it and sleep, and then the next morning it's way smaller.
Oh, really?
And this girl did it on Instagram. It was a little iffy because like the first picture, she had a huge, huge zit on her cheek.
Yeah.
And then she cut the potato, put it on there, put the Band-Aid, and then showed the next day. But then it looked like she had makeup on when she pulled it off. So it wasn't like she had just, I don't know.
I mean, if it was for Instagram, she probably definitely had makeup on.
Yeah. So I don't know. But I mean, it did look smaller. So,
I mean, I have a few I could try tonight.
Maybe you could try it on a stretch mark. Yeah. I'd have like a 12 pack of potatoes all over my butt, just bandaged.
Moral
sliced.
Of the story, you are so...
My butt would look like potato au gratin. You know, like when you slice them all thin and layer them, it would just be like...
I love au gratin.
It would buy me too.
See? you are so much more than the one
thing
little,
that you think
like
is...
What's the word?
The one part?
Can't think of it.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay.
But like the one thing that's bothering you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true. Do you ever, when you get a zit, do you ever announce it to everyone? You know what I mean?
I think I know what you're talking about. I don't think I have done that.
I do it all the time.
But like,
because I feel like everyone's looking at it. Yeah. So I'll be in a group.
Right,
and I know. I have a huge zit on my nose because it's just glaring. It's like.
And everyone's like,
okay.
Oh, we know.
Cool. Thank you for the confessional. And then most people will be like, I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice it until you pointed it out, you know?
Okay, here's another example for you. This is talking about acne or zits, okay? When I have like zits or I'm breaking out, same as like Gina said, I feel like not only does it bother me, but I feel like everyone is looking at it or can see it.
Yes.
And it's more than that. It's like, it's this feeling of they must think I'm dirty. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And
ew, she's dirty.
I've seen men and women, but we'll say women, that have, you know, pretty regularly, like don't have like perfect skin. Mm-hmm. And I have never
thought that person looks dirty. Wash your face.
I've never like looked at them and thought like anything besides like them as a whole. Like I've never like looked at their face and like only like seen those zits or like, you know, like on Ace Ventura when the guy has the mole on his face.
Was that Ace? Oh yeah,
not Ace Ventura. No, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Mole, 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 mole. That's it exactly.
Right, but he's got this huge mole, and he like keeps pointing it out.
He can't like get away from it. Mole.
Yeah.
So yeah, good luck with that. I think that try some vitamin E.
Yeah,
that's what I did with my stomach the second round.
And
second
if you
kid.
And if you can. You can look into lasers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've looked into different things for veins.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have like,
like spider veins?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like.
I did laser on some of those before.
Yeah.
I had them like right around like, kind of like under my knee. What do you call that? The back of my leg?
The back of your knee?
Yeah. Somebody told me it was from crossing your legs all the time.
I feel like,
and I had those lasers and it worked.
I feel like, this is definitely just an idea. So this might not be true.
I'm lying. I'm lying to you all.
I have this idea that some of those things can happen mm-hmm. from just like a lot of like pressure built up. It's like a lot of heavy lifting. You know what I mean?
The veins?
Like certain veins. Like that.
Sounds like fake news.
my point is, okay, you know what? That might just be something I told myself to like make me more okay with it. You know, sometimes you got to lie to yourself.
Right.
Sometimes. Help you cope. No, but yeah, I have like.
But good for her for getting her, like creating muscle and you know, changing her body.
Yeah.
That's what you need to focus on.
And here's the thing too. It's like, for instance, the first time I saw stretch marks on my legs. Everyone has different types of skin, right? Everyone has different elasticity in their skin. For me, I have really thin skin. My mom is the same way. And so like on my forearm,
uh-huh.
I'll show Gina. So I used to look at this at my arm when I was like in high school, and you can see. And if I'm not, don't have any sort of tan, you can see almost like through my skin. So like if I grab my forearm and I sort of like move my skin back and forth,
uh-huh.
you can really see like pretty well, like the veins, their color, my tendons, everything.
Oh, weird.
Look.
My skin's just saggy. Oh yeah. You're very vascular. Yeah, get that pump.
But, and my mom's the same way, but I don't necessarily have Like I've seen people who like, you can't see that at all. Like you can't see like the blue in their veins. You mm-hmm. can't. And I never really cared about it and like cared about wishing I had thicker skin.
Except for when all those trolls are giving yeah. you a hard time.
Yep. Until when I was getting my boobs done. Mm-hmm. Because finding the right, like I don't have a lot of breast tissue. We talked about this mm-hmm. in the podcast. And so finding the right implant is one step. And then also the discussion that my doctor had with me, like just as far as like being able to see any rippling or see the implant.
See the edge
all,
or yeah.
The edge. And for me, it's just something I just had to be okay with. One side is more visible than the other.
Well, plus your chest muscles are pretty yeah. developed. And that's probably why you had to go under the muscle.
Yeah. A lot of that is like, I just have thin skin. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not really.
That's why you're so sensitive.
My skin is so thin.
My skin is thin.
Yeah. But the first time I saw stretch marks, years later, I was okay with it. Years later.
Check that box.
All of college.
I'm okay with that one.
Just, yeah. You know.
And onto the next thing.
Every time I saw like my girlfriends that I go to my friend Kim's house, she always had like all of the bathroom products, like all of the skincare and stuff like that. She always had, you know, different creams that were for like cellulite and stretch marks. I'd always try those things. But I'm thinking the stuff that actually works, mm-hmm. maybe some of like the vitamin E, which is kind of like the idea of like when I had my cervical fusion. There were certain things that the doctor wanted you to put on the scar.
For scarring, yeah.
So the scar would go away. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think you just have to do like the laser or like treatments like that that are going to cost more right. than like a cream you can get it.
Well, they will lighten too. Mm-hmm. You know, because I mean, like I said, it looked like somebody just like a bear had scratched my ass, both ass cheeks. And so they are much lighter and they're lighter.
I've seen your butt.
Yeah. They're all over.
I've seen your butt and they're not as bad as you think.
I know, she always
so
says.
Back to I, what she, I was saying.
I know, I was putting Brooke's shorts on the other day and I can't wear these shorts. And she goes, I know what you're saying, but it just doesn't look as bad as you think it does. Yeah. I said, okay, all right. I'm just going to take your word for it. I'm just going to wear the shorts. You have to get to a point with your body, and we talked about it a little bit on the other podcast, our last one with Sal and Adam. Mm-hmm. And basically, your body is always, you can only keep it looking really good for so long. I mean, eventually it's going to go. There's just, you know, unless you're like a celebrity that has unlimited amount of money or, you know, a rich person, you're just going to look worse. So enjoy your body in the moment as much as you can.
Work on your comedy. Work on your personality. I'm working on that right now. It's not going well because I spend most of the day by myself. I know.
Maybe just hang.
Even
like,
my dog is sick of me.
Hang a blanket over every mirror in your house. You like those superstitious people? You can do that. Just don't look at yourself.
Yeah.
But this is a good time to really work on trying to feel good about yourself and understanding that this happens to most people. That, like we've said, there are those outliers that you just want to be like, are you fucking kidding me? You just had three kids. You don't have a stretch mark. You don't have cellulite. You don't have anything. But for the most part, I would say that a higher percentage of people have something mm-hmm. going on. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. And if you guys don't follow Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet, or you don't know who she is, CrossFit athlete, great person. And we were just talking
yes,
about,
I loved
she's pregnant,
her post.
She's having her first baby mm-hmm. and she just did a post and it was just being really honest about the changes that are happening to her body and how she really feels about it. And it's just those, the things that she's going through, lots of you have gone through or are also going through. We are just like what my father told me one time, we are all just going through life.
It's true.
You know? And some people just have millions of people that are watching you.
Yeah. Makes it harder. So yeah, hopefully, I mean, I wish I had a better answer for you, Alma, but it's just part of life. I was trying to find another question.
She's like, well, damn.
I know, that didn't
if it
help.
If it makes you feel any better, we also have stretch marks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in this together.
We are.
All of us.
We should start a club. I can't find the other. Oh, here it is. Okay. This one was kind of funny. So this is from Erin Ellis. She says, howdy ladies. Quarantine has brought up many topics in conversation, but this one is keeping me up at night. Peeing in the shower is okay by most people. However, my girlfriends and I are at a standstill. Here's the problem. How it's done has gotten us into a gray area to pee on yourself or not to pee on yourself. Personally, I'd rather not just let it flow, standing there, letting it dribble down my leg. I've got no problem peeing in the lake and warming yourself up. Because sometimes a nice little warm water feels nice. Just don't do it in the bathtub. But in the shower, lift the leg. What do y'all say about this? Been a fan before the podcast, forever a fan long after. Love y'all. Take care, Erin Ellis. Well, thank you for the question, Erin. I let it run.
I let it run too.
Yeah. I don't lift my leg. I mean, I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
It's going to wash right off.
I mean, I don't like that it coats you as it goes down. You know, on your legs.
Your pee doesn't wash off?
In your, around your
feet. You
make
it sound like it's oily or something.
No, it just like, it's true. Like, we, you know.
Well, you want to, if you're going to pee in the shower and you're going to let it run down your leg, you should probably wash, you know, just use soap after.
Yeah, of course. You should pee before you use soap. You know what though? I also feel like she said lift your leg.
I don't know. I feel
I'm going to try that next time I shower. Next week. I'm just kidding. No, later today. I tried to do my hair today.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go well. Yeah. I used that new 3-barrel thing we got.
Oh, I don't like it.
It went pretty bad.
Yeah, you can't. We got this 3-barrel curling iron.
Like a waver.
Yeah, so it makes like beachy waves, but it's almost, you can't do it yourself. You have to almost have somebody else do it for you.
Yeah.
It's super big and bulky. So you're like,
for me,
putting it.
For me, like my hair on the top of my head is just
short.
A bit shorter.
Yeah.
And so I was like doing all of it. Like, I'm getting off topic. I'll come back. I'll bring it around town. I was doing all of it. And then I was like, I already kind of anticipated, like, I don't know how the top's going to go. And then I got to the top and it was going pretty bad. So,
so I quit.
So then I pulled my hair up in a ponytail and then I hated that. And then I took it down and brushed it, hated that. And I was like, fine, back in a pony and I will start fresh later today.
I know.
So
I kind of did the same thing.
Yeah. I was, what
I
was
like it.
Back to peeing in the shower. I was thinking like, sometimes when you're outside, you're in the wilderness and you got to pee, right? You squat.
You said you like to pee on the downhill.
Yeah. That's because you can't always control which direction it goes.
You know.
Sometimes it splits and goes both ways. You know what I'm saying?
I told you, it's like putting your thumb over a garden hose.
Yes.
It's like,
so the problem is like,
I imagine it's like a skunk spraying.
I just wonder if I lifted a leg, if I could keep it streamlined. I'm going to try it. I'll let you know.
Take a video.
Holy shit.
Take a video.
But she did mention that I like peeing on a downhill. Here's my favorite ways to pee outside. One.
I think you told everybody.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'll tell you
again. We talked about this.
One, on a curb. Sitting on a curb. Pull pants down. You sit down at the edge of the curb. You
hang it over the edge.
Feet out in front of you. You just sit. You're just chilling. And it pees right. You pee right into the ditch. Nothing on the legs. Nothing splashing up on the back of your shoes.
Nice.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Other one.
Important.
Downhill's great because you can squat down. Like, let's say you're out, you know, on a hike or whatever. Squat down. You do kind of have to like get your feet out.
Right.
But it.
So as you have to have mobility and squat well, which are neither mine.
As you do pee.
Gifts.
That like, you know, that force downhill kind of helps it move in one direction. So again, it goes downhill between, and it keeps going. It doesn't like, maybe you have to, you've been holding your pee a long time. It doesn't puddle and get close to your shoes. I've been peeing and had to pee so bad where as I'm peeing, I'm like scooting my feet out, like getting into an.
Well, it depends on the force. Sometimes it'll, you know. It's everywhere. It's on your ankles.
It makes me think about like when my nieces like were being potty trained, and I could just, I remember like hearing like my mom or like my sisters being like, "Don't push it out." Maybe like
don't
a, maybe,
force it.
Yeah, force it like yeah. in like a like the little potty training toilets mm-hmm. or whatever. It's very shallow in there.
Oh right, just spraying everywhere. You know, it reminded me of a story, and it's a really bad story.
Can't wait.
It's a poop story, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
When I was, it just made me think of it like peeing outside. When I was pregnant with Ruby, Nico wanted to go to Pismo Beach and camp. So I was kind of miserable already because I got really big really fast. And we were in our campsite, and it was nighttime, and we're in the middle of the dunes, so there's no bathroom. And I didn't want to have to drive back because it was super late, and I had to poop. And I I thought I'd walked really far away from the campsite because it's dark out, you know, I can't see anything. And I dug a hole mm-hmm. in the sand, and I pooped, and I covered it up. And we had taken our dog. And the next morning, the dog had dug it up, and I hadn't gone that as far from the campsite as I thought I had. And the dog had dug it up and was carrying a poop around. And I wasn't going to admit to anybody it was me. They're like, "What is that? What does Stella have?" And I was like, "Oh my God, it's poop.
Oh,
ew." Who would have done such a thing? Like, that's disgusting.
And then just trying to like,
trying to get it away from her. Oh don't get away from that. Don't eat that. So I had to go bury it again. It's so gross.
Must have not buried it very far the first time.
I did. I don't think it was as deep as I thought it was either. Just like, just threw sand over the top of it. It looks like poop in a cat box.
Your dog's like,
I know, it's so gross.
I think I found something.
That was miserable.
And that would be embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. Nobody knew it was me though. Well, now everybody knows it was me.
Now everybody knows
it was me.
One year at the lake when Nico came to the lake with us.
Uh-huh.
You'd go and poop and like dig a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah,
he never did.
Yeah.
He never dug a hole.
Oh.
And so the dog ate poop. We had to wash
ew.
With soap. The dog.
He just pooped on top of the ground?
He would poop and then he would take a big rock and he would throw it on it. That's what he would gross. Do. It's like all you did, if anything, if you landed on it, is you spread it out even more.
You shot it everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
That's disgusting.
So gross.
Well, happy to share that with you guys.
If you guys haven't noticed maybe you don't even follow me on Instagram or social media. I don't even know. But if you haven't noticed or you didn't know that I have a clothing line, an athletic clothing company called Enswear. I do. And we have launched some really great new items this season through the spring. We have great new leggings.
Really great. They are my all-time favorite leggings. And I'm not just saying that because I'm your friend.
No, she wouldn't do that.
They are my all-time favorite leggings. And I love the bra tops.
Yeah.
What do you call those? Bra tops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bra tops.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've launched a couple sets, a pair. Mm-hmm. So the legging and the top are the same color. They come together, and then some leggings on their own. Also, we launched I'm actually wearing the sweater right now. You guys can't see me.
I love that sweatshirt.
Yeah, but
I'm going to have to get me one of those.
A sweat set.
A sweat set.
A sweat set. Anyways, I will not launch something that I myself would not want to wear.
Brooke is very picky, you guys.
When I had the chance to even create clothing, I always thought I always knew I wanted to be able to do that, mm-hmm. but I never thought that I'd actually do it. And there is definitely a lot more work that goes into it than I could have ever expected. But it is really cool to be able to create products that not only I want to wear, but that my mom wants to wear, that my friends want to wear, right. That all of you would probably want to wear. So
that are great quality and a great price point.
Yeah. The big goal for me is that I want to bring quality at a really good price point versus having to, you know,
just cranking something out.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of stuff.
You really care about
it. It's like when you go and shop at places, I don't like to shop anywhere where I'm only going to be able to wash it one time and then it's going to fall apart.
Right.
So if you have not checked out Enswear, check it out. Enswear.com. We're getting ready to launch new items, menswear. a men's line coming soon. We do have unisex items, but I'm just really, really critical of things before we launch them. So Enswear.com, check them out, order some stuff, take photos.
You
won't be sorry. And also I want to thank you for doing that, for looking into it. Even if you don't even buy anything.
Yeah. Thanks for the support, guys.
Just look it up. I do have a story.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I told Rhett that I was going to tell you this, and I was like, actually, I'll talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, love it.
this is actually, I was food shamed by my boyfriend for the first time.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Over. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We broke up.
It was the first and last time. No, we were sitting on the couch and I get snacky. I get hungry. Okay. And I thought, I'm like, instead of my go-to snack sometimes is
veggie chips.
Yes. But like something like sweeter, mm-hmm. more decadent at nighttime is like toast with like peanut butter and jelly on it.
When you're not trying to sleep.
Yep.
Right.
Anyways, I decided I had Greek yogurt and I was like, I could use some more protein. I'm like, I'm just going to make some yogurt and put a little peanut butter in there. And I put a little bit of this, like, I think it was apricot preserve for a little bit of that. And then some cereal, and I stirred it all up. And I had made a fairly big portion because I already knew that I wasn't going to be the only one eating it. Okay. I sit down and I'm eating it and I hand it over so he could have some of it. And I said, well, I made it so we could share. And he goes, I was going to say, I mean, that was a pretty big bowl. And I go,
whoa.
I was like, oh, now I'm definitely eating the whole thing. You're not having any.
You don't get to share.
And I'm like, I literally stop bite. And I go, I love that you weren't going to say anything, but you were thinking like,
damn,
that's a really big portion for one
just
person.
Judging you.
And then because I like reassured you that I wasn't going to eat the whole thing, that then he was like, oh, I was going to say, like, that's a pretty big bowl. Yeah. And I was like, I can't wait.
Oh, you tried to cover it up.
I go, I can't wait to tell Gina this. I go, in fact, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. And I did.
Before you talk.
He didn't have any more after he said that. I ate the whole thing. Good. I like sat the bowl down. I did. And I was like, I've made a huge mistake.
I'll show you.
Can't take it back. Anyways.
That's funny. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Life right now is like so easy, right? Kind of. So hard at the same time, man, finding any sort of motivation to like
do anything
is really difficult.
Yeah.
And we talked about in the beginning, or I said, I'm still kind of in a funk, but when I talk to you guys or when I spend time with Gina, it pulls me out a little bit. Been a little bit funky, kind of in a funk.
Yeah. You were in a big one yesterday.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of, like, when I'm in a funk, a lot of it stems from, like, when I just don't feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. And when we are in a place, in a situation where because, like, if I'm, maybe I'm, like, on my period, my menstrual cycle, or something like that, and I'm, you know, feeling a little bit bloated or whatever, usually, like, that still, I feel pretty shitty. But if I, like, shower, get ready, you know, my hair doesn't need to be done. I don't need to go to the hairstylist. I can still feel like put together, even though like all the things that I would, like all the boxes aren't checked. I can still feel pretty much put together. But training is kind of tough. I'm working out to like stay fit. But I'm not able to be around like in the environment or around people where it really is fun. And I really need to get my hair done.
I know.
So if you guys, if I have a Britney moment and shave my head.
she kept saying yesterday, I'm just going to shave it.
Dude.
I'm like, okay.
Also,
no, you're not.
My nails, my hands are so dry from washing my hands.
Me too.
All the time.
I've been picking on all my cuticles.
Are so dry.
My cuticles look like hamburger.
Oh my gosh.
It's disgusting. Can't even look at them.
Yeah, it's just a lot of that stuff. And then, you know, because we're still working, like people are working from home, like working for me is from home, but I have to do like, I've got to make a video for a new program we're launching, or I've got to video this for a sponsor. I've got to do a photo for this. And I know that I'm talking like about all my life is so hard.
I know.
Those things can be a lot harder to do. Like when I don't feel good. And because of our circumstance, it's even harder for me to like take control of the things that can change the way I feel, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's not a lot that I can do proactively to like change it. It's like, we're kind of stuck.
We're all in the same boat.
Yeah. And I was like, my dad was like, you should just come home. And I'm like, oh, I think I might. And then I put in my parents' address to see how long of a drive it was.
How long?
9 hours.
Oh.
I thought it was more, but I was like, let's see how much worse off I can get before I do that.
Right. Well, this kind of...
Yeah, I definitely do, you know, wish a little bit like that I could be home.
Well, we were talking about how frustrating it is when you see other people on their Instagram so motivated. You know, they're doing 3 or 4 workouts a day. And you're thinking, well, shit.
Just crushing
Yeah.
Just crushing
it. I haven't done anything today.
And like for me, like my family in Utah, I mean, obviously, and that's kind of what I was talking about. Like in Santa Cruz, where we are, we've been in shelter in place for over a month, and I don't know when it's going to be over. Also, I mean, we are crushing it because Santa Cruz is.
Well, I think I'd read that Santa Cruz County was the number one county in California for flattening the curve.
Yes.
Which so is that's great. Good.
And then obviously what's happening what's happening is different everywhere. It's like COVID-19 looks like here. It's not the same in other places. So mm-hmm. like I talked to my parents about Southern Utah, you know, and kind of like where they're at in the steps that are being taken to like make changes. And it's just not quite as intense as it is here. Mm-hmm. And
well, our governor was kind of jumped on it fast.
Yeah. Which is a great thing.
Which is a good thing.
But like if I were home, I would just have more people to interact with, yeah. Which would then in turn help with motivation to get things done. Mm-hmm. And
but then you don't know where that state's going to be.
Yeah. You know,
if everyone's kind of behind.
This is pretty much just my sad story, you guys. Yeah, it's just hard. I've had a few days where it's just been really tough to do the things that I need to do and do the things that I'm trying to help all of you do.
Mm-hmm. Just staring into space.
And I have nothing else to say because
like
there's nothing else I can even say about it. Like, that's just the reality.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those things where you just accept it.
Yeah.
You accept it. And then from there, you know, you can find little things that can help, I guess, make the tough times not quite as miserable.
I broke down and bought a coloring book.
You did?
I did. I bought a coloring book.
Where from? Because
pens.
A while ago.
Amazon.
See, I ordered a color by number. It never showed up.
Oh.
I did get it off Etsy.
I haven't gotten it yet, but
I ordered a couple weeks ago. I was looking for coloring books. I went into Walgreens. They didn't have a really good selection.
I think everyone's coloring right now. Coloring and doing puzzles.
I just did yard work. And honestly, if the weather was better today, I'd go outside.
Well,
again.
I think that makes it worse because when the weather's shitty, you can't even really go outside and enjoy the sunshine or anything.
No, you stay inside and Netflix shames you. Netflix is like, are you still watching? Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
Yes.
Did you have to ask?
Stop shaming me. I actually have one more.
Perfect. Because everyone's like, everyone's like, shut
we're
up.
Just tired of this. This is from Erica Montana. She says, hey babes, I look forward to hearing your weekly podcast now more than ever with the shelter in place order. I'm so glad you're still producing episodes and I'm really glad you two found each other in this crazy world. I was telling my client about your recent drama getting your family home from Spain and she suggested considering a class action suit.
Ooh.
She said that what happened to you was unlawful. And I was thinking that too, because it's called like price gouging.
Yeah.
When they do that, but look into that. Also, I'm sad to see that sporting events are being canceled for the duration of the year. How do you guys feel about that in the context of Gina's box?
My box is closed, guys. It's been closed for a while. Sorry, dumb joke. I'm like a 12-year-old.
It's not closed.
It's open for business.
VIP entrance. VIP entrance in the back.
In the back.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. In the context of Gina's box and Brooke's competition plans. So she's saying, how do you guys feel as far as your competition plans and our gym?
Well, I no longer have any competition plans till further notice.
Right.
Well,
and that's what's hard because you were so focused on your training.
Yeah.
For, you know, competing. And then for that to be gone, that's like another thing where you're like, well, why? Why?
Why?
Why? Oh, that's right. Because I like to look nice in my clothing.
Yeah, I am not training. Like my training right now is not a regimen to compete at all. Mm-hmm. For a couple of reasons. One, I just can't some days. Like I just, and like she said, it's like, and why? I'm someone who I can get really like focused on like what I have to do.
We were talking about that, like having a goal.
We talked about it. And so with that, it's like, I had to change my training from that to just, this is our situation. I've accepted it. And now do whatever I can to, I guess, have like a positive outcome. Mm-hmm. And we don't know like when it is or how things are going to change again. And just, I want to not gain those quarantine
pounds. I've already gained 4 pounds. I was doing so good because I thought I was going to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm turning 50.
How many days in a row have you been 4 pounds over?
Like a week?
I mean,
it's just been gradual.
But.
So, and the problem is I've been drinking too. I was doing so good. I wasn't drinking as much because I had this goal. But the problem is it's this cycle. Mm-hmm. Because now, you know, I'm more depressed. Mm-hmm. So I'm drinking more.
Well, you
and
did.
And then the pounds are going
you
up.
You did just start. You're going to start riding my bike.
Yeah.
Which helps a lot.
That was fun.
Yeah.
As far as the gym
sports,
goes.
All the sports being canceled.
Yeah. And as far as
Ultimate Tag's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody about that.
Sports are canceled, but a show that I went out and filmed last year is launching May 20th. It's called Ultimate Tag. It is hosted by the Watt brothers. Mm-hmm. And it's a fitness game show. I am a tagger. I'm not a contestant. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a game of tag. There's
it's kind of like a
extreme game of tag.
What was that one show that they had where they had the helmets?
American Gladiator. It's definitely
Gladiator
vibe.
It's that in the fact that they have the main people mm-hmm. that you have to kind of go against each contestant, mm-hmm. but you guys are tagging them.
Yep.
Right?
And there's a team of taggers. We all don't play every game. There's only a certain, like maybe it's only one person or it's two people. Mm-hmm.
How many episodes are you in? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh. Did you tag them? Did you get them?
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
There was one chick that was, she was legit there. So which was cool is there were a lot of CrossFitters.
Oh, okay.
So.
They're fit people.
Just so you know, when you guys watch it, just like for fun fact, all of the taggers that are on that show, except for me, were there working on practicing certain games uh-huh. and equipment. I don't know how long in advance, but they had been doing it together. They brought me in. I got a phone call on like a Friday. They wanted me to come to LA that Friday. And I was like, that's not going to happen. I'm in Santa Cruz. And it was like 2 p.m. Like just to like get a flight and have to get to the airport would have been.
Right.
So I went Saturday to like run through this course. And I was there with like a couple other girls that were all like trying out for this spot they had to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And I got picked. That was Saturday. I flew home. I was like, I have to go home because they wanted me to stay there. And I was like, if you want me to be here for 2 weeks, I don't have anything with me. Flew home Saturday night, flew back Sunday. And then we started working on Monday. And I was there for 2 weeks. Every game that we played, every day we started filming, mm-hmm. Every time I played a game or like I was playing one of the games, it was my first time playing it.
and everyone else had done it.
And my first time on that course.
Right, right. So they had an advantage on you.
Super nerve-wracking. But the team of taggers is full of a lot of like really, really epic parkour and like free runner.
Parkour.
And it's great. It's really cool to see them like when they're running and playing because it's effortless, you know. For me...
I just imagine them like jumping and like flipping off things and you're like,
they do.
Just throwing yourself out there.
Oh yeah. They do. And like in certain games, they're better at their job because, you know, they can run and jump from these like little platform to a little platform mm-hmm. and land on one foot. And that's scary shit, yeah. man.
Did you do that?
Oh, I didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
But
you're like, I just steamrolled everyone.
Just bulldozed them. Everyone has a name on the
show. Oh yeah,
show.
I was going to say, tell them what your name is.
So just so you know, like I
Well,
went
in the commercial,
there.
It was like showing some of their names. What was it?
Well, they didn't do my name. Also, when they shot some of like the marketing material they're using now for marketing the show, they didn't shoot it with all the taggers.
Right.
So like they didn't shoot all that stuff with me.
It was like when they were... in the commercial,
yeah.
they're introducing him and it's like, the flame,
yeah,
the banshee.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get there. So when they called me about doing this show, they basically were like, gave me a little rundown of like what they were doing. And it was this game of Ultimate Tag. And I was like, this sounds awesome. Just so you know, the pay was so little. Beat the shit out of myself for 2 weeks. But that's not why I didn't. I wasn't doing it for like, a paycheck. I was doing it because it sounded fun.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time in my life, I was like, I could use some fun.
I want some exposure too.
I need some fun.
I need some exposure.
But I find out you have names. And I was like, wait, what? Like they wanted me, they were emailing me while I was there. They're like, we need to, you know, we got to pick your name. And the girl whose place I took, I cannot remember what her name was. But they're like, yeah, you know, do you have a nickname? A lot of the people that are on the are taggers have like a pretty good social media following. Some of them, a lot of them, and they might have like a persona, you know, or some sort of nickname that they kind of use. And so mm-hmm. that's kind of where they got theirs from. And they're asking me like, do you have anything like that? And I was like, no.
I know. What do you mean?
You know? And I'm like, but they needed me to have a name. And I remember it actually kind of like bothered me. I'm like, I imagine I got to come up with something. I'm like, because what they told me when they called me was they told me that I would be playing myself. And so then when I found out you had to have like a name, I was like, and you can't just use my, I can't just use my name because everyone else here is not using their name.
The Banshee, Brooke. Oh, I just hit myself in the tooth with my microphone.
We have Ow. The Banshee and Brooke.
Brooke. The Flame, The Flash, The Storm,
and Brooke.
And Brooke.
No, so tell them what it is.
What we came up with, I sent them a couple ideas. And the one that they what they came back with, because they had they picked it, mm-hmm. the production team. The Boss.
The Boss.
The Boss.
The Boss.
The Boss.
I love it. I'm going to start calling you that. The Boss. Just, you know, ask the boss.
Oh, yeah, the Boss.
Yeah, the Boss. Hey, the Boss is here.
The Boss is here. Oh, yeah, see? You don't want to mess with a boss.
One time we were doing dares because we like to do dares all the time. This was years ago. Yeah. We were in Tahoe or something. And
for my
birthday. We were at the casino and we were giving each other dares. I think one of them that I had to do, I had to go over and ask this guy if I could.
His hat.
He had a beret.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke made me go over and ask him if I, she goes, you have to somehow get like his hat and spin it like a pizza. So I did that one. And then she had to go up to like where, you know, people are, they're all drinking, you know, mm-hmm. at the bar. And she had to go up and keep announcing herself. Because there was one like on Ellen where Dennis Quaid, she would always get him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go into a Starbucks and be like, Dennis Quaid is here. So Brooke had to keep going up to all the bars and go and saying, Brooke Entz is here. And you'd see everybody like kind of look at her like what the fuck? What the fuck?
We don't care. Now get out of the way. I'm trying to order a drink.
Yeah. That was another one. When we were in Vegas, I had to order my drink.
You had to Creed it.
I had to Creed it.
We were at that restaurant.
So, yeah.
Across the street and you had to order
I had to order it like I was from the
Creed voice.
The Creed voice, which was... I can't even think of it now.
Can I get a vodka soda with a lime? Yeah.
Thank you.
We play Creed it, guys. Yeah.
You have to Creedify it.
It's an app that I came up with that I haven't made.
Everything you got to Creedify.
Yep, you got to Creed it.
Oh, those were the days.
Somehow you have listened to us for an hour, or maybe like five of you have.
So thank you.
Thank you
for hanging in there.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. We know our morale is a little low.
We do, just so you know, if those of you that are like getting sick of just listening to me and Gina banter, we do have some guests that we're working on having on the show, and we're going to see if we can start doing some Skype interviews with people mm-hmm. just to, because we can't go anywhere, neither can they.
Yeah.
So
hopefully that'll be more interesting.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
But thanks for listening.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Don't
Remember
forget
to
rate, review, subscribe, five-star rating, five-star warning, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Week.
Bye. Maggie.
Bye.
I'm going to put her tongue in my mouth.